Hello, and I'm here to talk to you about homework and why it should be banned in schools. Homework, a word that can turn a happy child's face instantly into a relatively depressed face. I want you to close your eyes for a minute and imagine your son or daughter sitting in their room peacefully getting on with their homework all night and weekends, thus making your child feel happy about that they have done the homework. However, when your child goes to take the exams and comes out in tears, disappointment and despair, you should then think to yourself, what was it that didn't affect the overall grade? Homework. That's probably the answer. Let me tell you a story about a boy who put most of his time and effort into his homework and going all over the different topics to get what his teachers were expecting him to get for his biology unit 1 exam, which was a B. I'll come back to this story after I've told you some other information that will make you think about homework, what is its purpose, and some personal thoughts and facts to give you a better understanding of homework, and I shall return to the story about the boy. Here is a fact for you. Did you know that the vast majority of parents tend to think that they fear their child will fail in life? If someone were to ask them, what is it about their child that is giving them the right to be scared? It's usually school-related, a certain subject, or perhaps a grade level. Furthermore, parents think that once you start failing in school, it's hard to catch up. Thus, for many parents, it creates a crisis. I understand. Let me ask you a question. What do you think, in your opinion, will have the best grades? A child who completes no homework and doesn't do any sort of learning outside of the class, compared to someone who is doing homework and going after school to do more? Well, there is no real answer. It is all down to the students. If they are unsure about a specific topic, then given homework to show their understanding and they cannot complete the homework, it shows that they are not so strong with that subject and they will go to the teacher and ask them directly for some help. Homework in most cases is just either a piece of paper to fill in or make a poster, which for most children is difficult to learn from. However, if the teacher tells the children what it is about, they will understand a lot better because a phenomenal amount of children learn better from listening to information. Many governments make their schools give students a national test. This is a test taken by all students of the same age. After the test, they compare scores and punish the schools and teachers whose students do badly. Because schools and teachers are therefore scared about their students doing poorly, they give them more homework, not in the hope they learn more, but simply to do better on the tests. As much homework is not designed to help the student, just their teachers and schools who want them to, let's say, win the test and make them look good, not learn from the student's own benefit. You want to know what happened to the boy? Well, through all the revision that he did and all the homework, he ended up with an unfortunately low C grade, which then made the boy feel like he overworked his brain just a bit. He needs to rest, maybe have a break from homework, just to remember what he learned or to confirm with his teachers what some of the things in his biology exam meant and the stuff that could have been in it. Just think, all that homework and outside of school, all that time, all the effort, and you ended up with a C grade. What does that show you? What does that show that homework does to you?